my name is Usha Patel, and I'd like to welcome you to The Path, sponsored by Keystone Partners Group. It's definitely a show that is focused on strategies and successes. And believe it or not, actually, we're going to talk about superpowers of some of the agents that I've got on this show that are using to be able to get on their success path. And today, actually, who I have here for all of you is someone I've had the pleasure of working with in the past year. His name is Josh Hirst, and he's from the Keller Williams Horsham office. And you're going to really love some of the things that he has to share with us today. So, Josh, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
In fact, I know that you'd rather be out there writing some contracts.
Of course, definitely.
So, you know, I got to meet you last year. I think it was around November or so.
Yep.
And I've had the pleasure of working with you. So, you know, it's been so awesome for me. Here I am with this American accent already. You and I, you know, with our British or Australian accent, the success that you've been able to experience in the year. So I know some of our viewers are brand new, some of them experienced. So share with us some of the things that you've been doing in terms of the success that you've got going on right now.
Well, it's been an interesting ride so far. It was something that I had considered for a long time. And kind of dragged my feet about starting. And then eventually I thought, okay, the timing was right. And it's worked out very well, worked out better than I could have hoped for so far.
So who was it that inspired you into the real estate and to really get going? Or
well, I sold a house and bought a house myself in 2014. And okay. Some of the agents that I worked with really said to me that some of the skills and personality traits that I had would transfer over, and they encouraged me to pursue it. So I slowly started taking steps towards that, and then eventually, you know, actually enrolled in classes and went from there.
So and you did not jump right in. You still
Correct.
Had another career, another job
right.
that you were doing, and that's Good. Actually not uncommon for a lot of people getting into real estate.
Yeah. Well, yeah. actually, so I got my license exactly a year ago, last fall, and I also referee women's college basketball.
Oh, wow.
Division
I, two, and three. Would I qualify?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe you can coach me.
So last winter, I actually was working three jobs.
Wow.
So I was refereeing basketball. Yeah, obviously, the winter is basketball season, and my full-time job at that time was, I was the director of marketing for a small newspaper in Philadelphia.
Okay.
So I was in charge of, you know, audience development and the website and all their social media. And then I started doing real estate on the side. So it was a busy winter doing three jobs.
So now, did it take you a while to get your real estate license, or you just put your focus on it and got it done?
Yeah, I was never the best student. Back in the day when I was at high school and college, I kind of always got good grades with putting in minimal effort.
But oh, you're this, one of those.
Yeah, one of those.
Doesn't need to study much.
But this time, you know, it was really a big decision to make this life change. Okay. So I really did dedicate myself. So I took the classes in May and June 2015 and took the test at the very beginning of August. And, you know, I worked pretty hard. I found it easy and I got really good grades, but I certainly put in a lot of effort because it was something that I was very committed towards.
So why were you so committed, and why are you still so right. very committed?
Just because I had gotten to the point in my life where I wanted to make a real change. You know, I'd okay. been working in jobs in the nonprofit sector.
Mm-hmm.
The latest one was for the newspaper
right.
For a long time, ever since I came to America, and as much as it was enjoyable getting a regular salary, you know, every 2 weeks,
right.
the money was never there. There was never a lot of money. And my wife also works in the nonprofit sector. So between the two of us, it was just a constant struggle to have yeah. enough money for the things we wanted in life. And we had a second child. And so the time had just come to really make a change. So, you know, out of that necessity came my inspiration to really put in maximum effort.
I've seen a lot of wonderful pictures of your family.
Oh, thanks.
And how you coach your daughter as well. Yeah. And really, so is that your driving force in terms of your commitment to be able to make sure that you do really well?
Yeah, certainly. Certainly being able to provide for my family and, you know, not just to be able to pay the bills, but to be able to have the type of money which allows us to enjoy life together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's certainly the biggest driving force.
So three jobs. You know, I've coached a lot of agents over the years, and what I'm hearing you say is the hard work and the dedication and the commitment. For our viewers listening, that's definitely a great message. And yet, you know, how do you keep your energy going each time? I mean, what kind of things do you focus on a daily basis that kind of keeps getting you out there and doing your work?
Right. Well, now, thank God, I'm down to two jobs.
Two jobs.
It's a little bit easier. And but yeah, certainly on a day-to-day basis, you need to, you know, not allow yourself to ever get lazy.
Yeah.
Right? I'm the type of person who always excels when I have goals, whether they're actually written down or not. You know, there's things that I want to accomplish, and I enjoy the challenge of what's next, like never being satisfied. So that always drives me to, you know, keep going. And I've actually found myself that I need to, like, take time to myself and just be able to sit and relax, because it doesn't come naturally anymore. I'm just always, okay, what can I do now to bring on the next goal?
Yeah. So it's a really good time of year. One of the things, you know, having worked with previous real estate company, there was never a focus on being able to create that planning time and the vision time.
Yep.
And since I moved to Keller Williams and Keystone Partners Group, where, you know, every year there's a focus on planning. In fact, right now our leadership group is really getting together and creating the plan for 2017. And for the agents, I think what's really great is in our region and throughout the country, every year around October, there's the business planning. So I know that that's a really important aspect for us to when we plan, or even, as you say, even if it is not in writing, although I'm a big proponent of writing things down, to have that vision of where you want to be.
Right.
And really for the viewers, I really also want to let them know that just within a year, you've been able to accomplish very good levels of success where, number one, you were able to move from your full-time job. So obviously your income got replaced with the income that you're receiving in real estate and more.
Yep.
And you know, when that change was happening, how did you feel? Was that something you were excited about or nervous about, not getting that salary?
Right. Yeah, certainly were some, you know, scary, you know, weeks there. You know, it's a big change, as I said, going from knowing exactly how much money you're going to be having deposited in your account every 2 weeks to not knowing. And then you're exchanging that, like, secure, steady, low salary for the, you know, the lure of a much higher one. But there certainly were some moments there where you're like a little scared, but you just had to keep having a belief that it's something that's going to work out for me. And so far, and I've only been doing it full time for less than 5 months actually.
Right. Yeah.
So far, so good. It's coming together.
Right.
And I'm finding that my existing networks of people that I knew have been leading to business. And I'm certainly starting to now focus more on the long-term planning, as you were just talking about.
Yeah. So we'll have to get you signed up for the business planning clinic.
Sounds good.
That's next month, by the way. So, and really, you know, we were talking earlier about in the beginning it was nerve-wracking, and yet you've got a lot of business in the pipeline.
Yep.
So being able to have full-time focus, how many hours are you putting into work right now with your real estate world?
That's a great question. I mean, I feel like it's a type of job where you're never not working.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly you are able to have flexibility. Like, I'm able to take my daughter to the bus in the morning, and I'm able to be there most days when she gets off the bus. And if there's an appointment or whatever, or I'm able to go to the gym in the middle of the day if I chose to,
right.
Which for me is kind of work as well because, as I said, I referee basketball, so it's all part of that. But I feel like it's a type of job where no matter what you're doing, it could lead to business. So you're at a birthday party, you're out for dinner, you're just talking to someone at the gym, you're talking to someone in a store. You know, wherever you are, you can have conversations with people and you never know what it's going to lead to. Like I was at a birthday party last year, started talking to a parent, completely dismissive of me in terms of them using me as an agent, which was fine. Then, you know, talk to them again next time I saw them.
Right.
What do you know, 2 months later, they call me out of the blue and they say, we would love you to represent me. We bought a house. And a week ago, he sent me a text message and it was actually a funny story. He said to me, you're welcome, I'm sorry. That was the entire text message. And I wrote back to him, I said, was this meant for me?
Uh-huh.
He said, yeah, give my mom a call. So, you know, you're welcome and I'm sorry. Yeah, he was making a joke that, I have to deal with his mom now. But his mom and dad are the greatest people ever. We're already under contract in a house they wanted to buy.
That rocks.
And we're going to be selling the house in the next few weeks. So just from that one conversation at a birthday party, it's now led to 3 pieces of business.
So, and obviously, you know, when people refer other people, it's because they trust you and that they were very happy with the experience that you were able to provide for them in their real estate transaction.
Yep.
So building that referral business is really, really important.
Right.
Let's really talk about where your business comes from.
Okay.
I remember in the beginning when you were still working, you weren't even allowed to really announce to the world because that was one of the agreements with, and I'm sure some of the viewers may have situations like that where they're perhaps in another job and doing real estate and yet not able to really let people know that they're also a realtor. How difficult was that? And since making that transition, how has that really opened up opportunities for you?
Right. I believe that you guys referred to me as a secret agent.
Secret agent, that's right.
And don't be a secret agent. But it is difficult. I mean, everyone's situation is different.
Right.
And you certainly, especially these days when people's jobs involve so much of just sitting behind a computer, you certainly...
Sure.
Don't ever want to take advantage of your current employer.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried very hard not to do that. So, but once I had stopped working full time, it was a lot easier for me to just kind of announce on Facebook and things like that that I was a real estate agent and then make it known to everyone that I come in contact with that I'm seeking new business.
Mm-hmm.
So it does make it a lot easier. But having said that, I think that existing jobs sometimes are great ways of making contacts with people and finding business because you're making relationships with people already in a professional setting.
Right.
You're making relationships with a lot of people you don't even probably realize just through your existing jobs and you never know where these conversations can go.
So it's really all about building relationships and conversations and having conversations out there with as many people as possible.
So I think that... finding business, I mean, for myself, I've gotten business from open houses.
Mm-hmm.
Just people I know, friends that I know, for friends and family of people I know, and also referrals from other Keller Williams agents, whether locally or in different parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I actually got one recently just by someone calling me because they saw my name on a sign. But
it's starting to happen.
Right. But all these things have the one common thread that you can be put in touch with someone, but they still need to be able to trust you and want to work with you.
Absolutely.
So I think when you first make contact with someone, whether it's in person or over the phone, they're probably giving you about 20 seconds before they make up their mind of whether they want to work with you or not.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to have the personality which is going to make someone instantly trust you and think, oh, this is a person I want to work with. So that is, no matter where the business comes from, that's very important.
Right. In any business, it's 20 seconds, right? Yeah.
Right.
For us to really show up as our best.
Right.
And in real estate, we can be doing business anywhere. So if it's, picking up your daughter, you're still on your real estate game.
Yep.
So to speak, in the event that you bump into somebody
for sure.
And at a birthday party.
Right.
And I always remember shopping, you know, it's just like, okay, I'm going shopping. And yet I know that right. I'm going to bump into some past clients and some right. friends. So yeah. it's always like wherever we go, we have to be thinking of who we're going to yeah. bump into.
I went to a birthday party yesterday and I was just looking around the room and thinking, wow, I've had real estate conversations with everyone in this room already. So I guess sometimes it gets to the point where you need to try and not talk about real estate. But everyone wants to talk to you, to real estate agents about real estate because everyone
do.
Is interested in real estate.
They do.
So as long as you're portraying yourself as someone who they think they can trust and they think is knowledgeable,
right.
People are going to come to you and start conversations with you and, yeah. and seek your counsel. So it's naturally just the more people you talk to, the more business is going to come yeah. your way.
So is there a particular area that you focus on and right. Where a lot of your business comes from, and then also, are you looking at expanding?
Well, my website is actually phillyandtheburbs.com.
Phillyandtheburbs.com. Check it out.
Yeah. So I am focusing on, you know, the city of Philadelphia and the surrounding suburbs. So okay. I've got a pretty broad geographical range there. Mm-hmm. So I figure these days, you know, with technology, I don't think you have to be necessarily an expert in one particular area. Mm-hmm. I mean, certainly I live in Upper Dublin, so mm-hmm. I will say that I'm becoming more and more of an expert in my immediate area, but I've right. certainly done business already, you know, within the city of Philadelphia as well as the surrounding counties. Like I've done some deals in like Delaware County, I've mm-hmm. done some on the main line, done some in our area.
Wow.
So, yeah, as long as you do research, you can represent your client's best interest in any area, really,
right.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah, Gary Keller always says that, you know, every real estate agent needs to become a local
right.
real estate expert.
Yep.
You know, the local economist for real estate. So right. That's part of our job, to be able to know so that we can really, you know, communicate with the people in our community what's happening.
Right, right.
So that takes time, getting out there and looking at properties. And
yep.
so when you first got started, what are some of the things that you focused on that really started helping you get, you know, to start working with buyers and sellers?
For me, it was open houses. Because I'd come from a background, like a marketing background,
right.
Where I'd run a lot of events.
Okay.
So one of my previous jobs was running events, and then my latest job was I would be at events promoting the newspaper. Right. So I was very comfortable, you know, sitting there with a clipboard and collecting people's information and explaining the product, whether the product right. was a newspaper or now in this case the product is a house. So right. that was always something I was comfortable doing, like having one-on-one conversations with right. people. So like I ran my first open house 2 weeks or something after I started at Keller Williams, and but I'd never been to an open house other than myself, like as a buyer previously. Like I'd never gone and shadowed someone mm-hmm. at an open house. But I was comfortable doing it. Like I was very comfortable just talking to people. And I was also very comfortable just being honest with people. I didn't know something about the house
right.
in particular or the school district or whatever. I was just honest with them and said, look, I'll find out the answer for you. And people appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. One of the things I learned from Gary Keller, he always says, as a real estate professional, I know what I know, I know what I don't know, and when I don't know something, Mr. and Mrs. Buyer, or Mr. and Mrs. Seller, I'll make sure as a professional, I'll find out the right answer, because that's right. what you're looking for, isn't
right.
it?
Right.
And that's what people are looking for, is the right answer, right. not an answer right away, which might be the wrong answer. Right.
And people are looking yeah. for a human being. You know,
that's
they don't
true.
Always just want yeah. to be sold all the time. They
that's
just want
right.
someone who they can relate to,
yeah.
who they know is going to have their best interests at heart,
right.
is going to be honest with them. He's going to find out the information for them.
Right,
they don't need
right.
someone who knows everything
right.
because they probably know that person who claims to know everything really doesn't know everything. Yeah, it's just all
just
talk.
Just making it up.
Right. So I think that I try to take a less salesy, like more honest approach to these conversations, and people seem to like respect that and
yeah.
feel comfortable with that.
We're just all having conversations.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all it
yeah.
is.
So within 2 weeks you did an open house. Now was that
yeah.
your listing or
no.
how did that work?
It was a center city agent who had a property out in the suburbs.
Ah.
And you know, didn't want to really or could didn't have the availability to come out to the suburbs. Right. And the person who got me into real estate is involved in Keller Williams and the Sandra City office.
Right.
And so he asked me to step in, and yeah, I did it.
So you did an open house, great. And you met some nice people, and you kept in touch with them. And
yep.
So open houses is one of the ways that you are utilizing to build your business.
Yep.
What are the other things that have worked for you?
Right. Facebook is something that's also worked for
mm-hmm.
me. You know, I've through basketball and also my previous jobs mm-hmm. and, you know, just meeting people since I've been living in America. You know, I've got a pretty wide group of people that I know and stay in touch with. So I've definitely used Facebook to just kind of talk about what I've been doing in real estate and mm-hmm. and put posts up once you know, every so often.
Yeah.
And certainly people, when I run into them, say, oh, yeah, I've been following your posts on Facebook and things like that. So people see it, and people are starting to associate me with real estate, which is really right. what you want. You want to be top of mind,
right.
as they say. So
that's right. Right. Market share.
That's it. So when someone yeah. is starting to talk about, whenever the time is right, they're starting to talk about buying or selling, or their friend is,
right.
they think, oh, you should give Josh a call.
So it's a lot of connections that you're getting through Facebook from the people right. you know that are... then they have other friends that they're introducing you to.
Yeah, yeah. certainly. Yeah. And then, and there's different ways. You can use just your own profile with Facebook. And you can also, these days, just have access to their ability to push out posts to incredible numbers of people. So I've been doing that with some of my listings or some of the open houses.
Yeah.
And you know, it's very cheap. With paying only a few dollars, you can
That's
target
right.
either like a geographical area mm-hmm. or you can target people's interests. For mm-hmm. example, if you have a place in Upper Dublin, you would target Fort Washington, Upper Dublin,
right,
Ambler,
right.
Keywords like that, real estate. And it's amazing how many people some of these Facebook posts can be pushed out to for very low investment.
Cost effective,
cost,
right, yeah.
So
for our viewers, they're going to contact you so you can share some of those
sure,
strategies.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, I have my own profile and I have my
right.
Fill in the Burbs Facebook page.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of use them both in slightly different ways. And I find that it's very effective way of getting my brand out there, shall we say.
So how long have you been in the US now?
14 years.
14 years,
yeah.
Okay. So for some reason I thought it was a shorter period of time. So and you've always lived in Upper Dublin, so you...
No. So when I first came here, I lived in New Jersey.
Okay.
Like the Cherry Hill area.
We have an office in Clinton.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's an office in Cherry Hill, too.
I then lived down the shore, near
okay.
Margate, Atlantic City area, and then lived in Center City, Philadelphia, and actually only been in Upper Dublin for about 2.5 years.
So that always brings me to the question of, yep. Someone starting a career in real estate,
yep.
Not knowing so many people in the area. And it seems like in 2.5 years, you've been able to really create right. a nice environment for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. it's just a matter of, as I said before, having conversations with people. And the more you talk to people and the more they view you as just someone who's there to help them, someone who's going to be able to give them information, who's taking the time to know the area and is not trying to sell them on anything, it's just trying to put their best interest at heart. Like, the more people are going to start associating you with someone they can go to as a resource for that area.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm starting to do slowly. Mm.
So do you focus a lot on listings or buyers or both?
I focus on both. I've certainly okay. had more buyers at this point than okay. listings, but it's starting to shift a little bit the other way. They're two very, very different experiences I've found so far.
And in what way?
So with listings, I feel like there's a lot more pressure on you. Like, someone who's really
yeah.
counting on you to sell their home as quickly as possible for the most money possible.
Right.
So where you certainly don't need to be in a car with someone driving for hours and hours and hours,
right.
it's a different sort of commitment because you're committing your focus and your energy to doing everything you can to help that person out. Buyer, really what they're looking for is for you to just take time and take them to properties and be patient with them and explain properties and not try and push them into something they don't want to do. So I don't find there's so much pressure on that side. Right. It's, you know, ultimately the buyer is going to be able to look for properties themselves along with you, and eventually mm-hmm. they're going to find something, and eventually they're going to want to move on it, and you're just there to help them through the process and make it as easy and as possible and explain anything to them.
Right.
Whereas I said, with sellers, you're really like under the pressure to deliver something that they need done in a short period of time.
And yet sellers choose you to sell their home. And what's some of the qualities that you have, you believe, is causing a lot of the sellers to choose you?
I think just being honest with them, not coming in and just trying to sell them on me being the best agent, you know, out there and promising all these things that you ultimately can't deliver. But just being honest and saying, you know, I'm going to respond to you all the time. No matter when you call me, text me, email me, I'm going to respond to you as soon as possible, which is something they always do. My wife might get a little mad at me sometimes, but I try and do it as much as possible.
We're going to work on some coaching on that.
And, you know, certainly just making them feel like they can trust me, that I'm just being honest with them and telling them everything straight up.
Right.
And having their, you know, best interest at heart.
Yeah. Following the market statistics and seeing what's happening with the market. And
yeah, I always certainly take time to constantly be updating them on what's going on in the marketplace, what the buyers are saying when they see their house, and just, you know, guiding them towards that ultimate goal, which is to sell the home.
That's right. And getting lots of homes sold, yeah.
Right.
So what kind of support have you received during your first year that you feel has, you know, helped you in terms of actually being one of the top 20% in the office?
Well, I have the couple of agents that got me into the business have been great. I'm always calling them or texting them, and they're always getting back to me immediately with answers. And then within our office itself, it's really set up that if you want help and you ask for help, help is there, like, immediately. So there's yourself, who's been a great coach, and you're always there to answer my questions. Colleen, our team leader, I've texted her at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I've texted her at 11 o'clock at night, and she always gets back to me
amazing.
And answers. And then, you know, Reen as well is just great from, like, looking through all the paperwork and making sure that the contracts are all following the compliance standards and things like that. So there's a lot of great help. And even just the other agents, like some of the more experienced agents who are not officially involved in our coaching program, they're always there if I have a question.
Right, yeah.
And always willing to help and guide me. So
yeah, Josh McKnight,
Josh,
great
Paul, and a bunch of others. And Dina, our broker as well.
She's fantastic.
So I feel like I'm exceptionally lucky
That
I just happen to live close to the Horsham office, and the Horsham office, it really is like a big family.
Yeah.
Like, no one in the Horsham office takes themselves so seriously that they don't want to help other people or is afraid of other agents coming in the office. Everyone is, like, genuinely there to help. And even with the Ignite program, like, all these agents are taking time out of their schedule to teach a class.
Yeah, the Ignite program, for some viewers might not know, and it's 12 part program focused on listings, buyers, and contractual work. Did you ever take a class with Dominic Cardone?
I took my continuing education classes with him.
I wasn't sure if you did. And so Dominic Cardone is wrote a lot of the contracts. He's on the contracts committee, so did you find that you're able to learn a lot more about contracts when you attend his classes?
Yeah, it was literally like learning from the person who wrote the book. So, he knows those contracts verbatim. And
inside out.
He could talk about them all day long. So he's an incredible resource. And I know that on a couple of occasions, not me directly, but through Colleen, I've had a question and she's gone to him. And he's seems to be responding immediately as well with
the
answer. So it's great.
He's very good. If you text him as well, you'll get the support right away. So at Keystone Partners Group, when Mike decided the collaboration with him, it's one of the best things we did, so that we could give our agents the support for especially the contracts. I mean, each broker is there, really, and the productivity coach, but even Dominic Cardone is a big part of Keystone Partners Group and the support that we have. So. And risk management, of course, making sure your licenses are.
Yeah.
So you can continue selling lots of real estate, right? Yeah. So let's see, what else? What other training apart from Ignite do you think, is it training that agents need for success, or training in action, or?
Well, I did the BOLD program as well.
Oh, the BOLD program, that's right.
So I think that all these programs, they're delivering the same message in a slightly different way.
Right.
Or a slightly more, you know, in your face way. Like BOLD is certainly like right in your face, whereas Ignite's a little bit kind of calmer. But the message is the same, and it's really about instilling systems for long-term success and like changing your long-term behaviors and changing your mindset, really. So whether you adopt all these practices immediately or whether you adopt some of them and just kind of tailor them to how you feel comfortable, I think the message at the end of the day is the same, which is you can be successful if you do things the right way, follow systems, get out of your comfort zone a little bit. But you certainly also need to back that up with just having the type of personality which is going to attract clients.
Yeah.
So you can use all the systems you want. If you don't come across as someone who's trustworthy and honest and down to earth, not trying to sell everyone all the time, you're not going to be successful. But certainly the people that I see who are very successful are adopting the strategies that Keller Williams teaches. Through programs like BOLD, but they're also, if you just met them on the street, you would want to have a conversation with them and you would want to trust them with your home buying or home selling process.
Awesome, awesome. So, you know, I have a feeling some of your clients are going to be watching this video as well.
Right.
So if any of your clients are watching and the friends, I just have to say that working with Josh, I've seen how hard you work and how focused you are and tenacious. I think you're relentless about when you've got a contract. So I'll definitely be endorsing you, of course.
Oh, thanks.
And even the agents, I know we've had conversations about professionalism.
Yep.
When you first bought your home, you know, that was, you had experiences, and yet how can you improve the experiences even more?
Right.
Because you know, there's a lot to be said. People are no longer is it enough just to be satisfied. It's really having that amazing experience that's going to get you the referrals.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I see agents all the time, and they don't respond to me.
They don't return phone calls.
Yeah, and so and I hear from clients. You know, I was working with this person a little bit, and they never got back to me. So you certainly want to find the balance between being super professional and being a little bit more down to earth, that people can just relax and trust you. But at the end of the day, what people want is someone who A, is going to respond to them first and foremost. You know, when they have a question, they're going to be able to reach out to that agent and get an answer. And B, they just want someone who is honestly trying to help them. And they know immediately whether you're just trying to sell them or if you're trying to honestly help them. And as corny as it sounds, you know, I came from the nonprofit sector where it was about helping people, whether it was running events or running programs or, you know, running a newspaper. It was all about kind of helping people's lives. And it's the same sort of thing. If you focus on just helping that person, the money's going to come and the referrals are going to come. But ultimately, that's all the client wants, is you to help them make the process as easy as possible and get them the best possible outcome.
They matter, right? Without them, we wouldn't have a business.
For sure.
Yeah. For sure. So my coach always, she reminds me every single time when she's coaching me about focusing on my strengths.
Yep.
And just recently, she talked about superpowers.
Right.
And I think the superpowers are our strength anyway. And so if you were to share with us, what do you believe your strengths are and your superpowers?
Right. I think my number one strength is just being able to communicate with people.
Yeah, I would say.
It's something that I've developed a lot through refereeing basketball as well. You know, it's the number one skill of a basketball referee is not necessarily, you know, being able to blow the whistle correctly. It's being able to communicate with people, whether that's players, other referees, coaches, administrators. So that skill certainly transfers over. You know, I need to be able to communicate with other agents. I need to be able to communicate with the clients. And always, A, you know, get back to them, as I keep saying,
right.
which is just something I feel like people don't do, the simplest thing in the world, and B, just, you know, really listen to what they are trying to say and respond to them accordingly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, that's, I think, my number one superpower.
I'm really having a really good time with this show where I've been asking that question, and I don't think I heard that as clearly as I have from you.
Right.
And I know that that is one of the really important things that the consumers, the people that we are serving, are looking for.
Right.
And I think that's, I can see why you are having so much success with your business.
And it kind of goes hand in hand with just being able to remain calm in volatile situations. Yeah. And again, when I'm refereeing basketball, that's what it's all about. You know, everyone right. is going crazy around you and you need to be able to remain calm.
Yeah.
And in real estate, there's certainly, every deal comes with its own challenges and they never go completely smoothly. And there's always like stressful elements. And
that's
it's
right.
a big emotional decision for people,
yeah.
Whether they're selling or buying. You know, it's one of the biggest financial expenditures they'll ever make in their life. You know, the whole situation is emotional and stressful, and you need to be able to just stay calm for them.
Right.
And no matter how much it seems like things are going the wrong way, just assure them that it will work it out.
Yeah.
And ultimately what I've found is that 9 times out of 10, it resolves itself. And right. everyone is, as long as you can remain calm and work together with people,
sure.
people will come back and work with you and the situation can all be resolved.
Yeah, yeah. So what's next for Josh?
Next for me is just working on my really long-term plan.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty new to all this and I've just been kind of flying by the seat of my pants and and you know, focusing on the business that's been coming to me
right.
and hopefully doing a good job with that. But now it's like kind of using these programs like Bold and Ignite and the coaching I've received
right.
from our office
yeah.
and putting in long-term plans, you know, marketing plans,
yeah.
build around my database and build around my, you know, website address and systems that I'm hopefully trying to put in place. So that, you know, come next spring, I'm really working more within a structured system rather than just kind of taking every day as it comes, which
yeah.
I'm doing a lot of right now.
Well, I know that we're going to work along that because when we plan and prepare and really create a nice vision, it's easier to take action on the things that matter
right. Right.
Versus, you know, having a business by default. So.
Right.
I'm looking forward to it, and really, I think that for our viewers today, I think I might know, however, for our viewers today, if someone's just getting started in real estate, or someone who's not, was struggling with production,
yep.
What words of advice would you give them?
Well, I think there's probably two parts to it. A
yeah.
is, unfortunately, you have to be honest with yourself,
mm-hmm.
and it's not an industry for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You need to really look in the mirror and say, am I yeah. able to, you know, confidently communicate with all kinds of different people?
Right.
And are people
right.
really going to meet me and in the first, you know, 20 seconds think, okay, this is someone I can trust. This is someone
right.
who is knowledgeable. This is someone who's going to be able to help me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think that you have that personality, then you need to just never be afraid to ask questions and seek help. And
right.
on a daily basis, you're always growing. You can always learn more. And there's endless resources, whether they're technological resources, you know,
mm-hmm.
for information, or there's people or classes or whatever it is. You just need to constantly be trying to adopt, you know, best practices.
Wow.
And go from there.
Good words of advice, really,
right.
For people listening today, for sure.
Yep.
And Josh, you traveled all the way from, because our studio here is in Allentown, and you traveled all the way from Horsham area. So I want to thank you today for taking the time.
No
I
problem.
Know you could be negotiating some listing contracts today. So thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm looking forward to seeing this video and for a lot of people out there looking at it. So I want to thank everyone for taking the time to listen to Josh. He has so many amazing things to share in terms of what you could also focus on to create the strategies for success for your path. And I'm excited again to see you at some of the next show that we have. And again, a reminder, tap into your superpowers so that you can also discover your strengths and get on the path.